I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dave Leventhal, our Washington insider, is joining us on the WBEN Live Line this morning. Dave is in Washington, D.C., and we are, looks like, Dave, just hours away from a possible government shutdown.
That is the truth, Susan, and there seems to be no daylight here between, there seems to be lots of daylight between Democrats and Republicans, and not a whole lot of daylight in terms of, shining sunlight and warmth on this situation. We had a huge meeting yesterday with Democratic and Republican leaders in Congress with President Trump, and it went nowhere. No deal struck, no indication that there was going to be any availability of negotiation, any room for negotiation. And much of this is really centering on healthcare subsidies, and healthcare subsidies specifically that are due to sunset. Democrats are saying, look, we can't leave people without the healthcare that they need, that they signed up for, and the government can't basically leave them in the lurch. And Republicans are saying, look, let's pass something that's just going to be what they call a clean CR, a continuing resolution that at least is going to temporarily fund the government. So huge brinkmanship here, a huge divide. And, if you're a betting person, it looks like the government is going to shut down. Put your money there, although never say never. We've seen this movie before, and sometimes right at the 11th hour, 59 minute of the 11th hour, a deal will be struck. But that does seem unlikely this time around, Susan.
What is in it for Democrats? Because I'm struggling with this. So much concern over all the federal job cuts, over everything that has happened since Donald Trump took office. If they were to shut the government down, they would be accelerating that process, or maybe even just kickstarting it again. Why would they be all for a government shutdown?
Yeah, so Democrats see it the other way. They see it as the Republicans shutting the government down because they're unwilling to negotiate on a point that they believe is going to be so essential to all Americans, whether you're a liberal or a conservative or whatever. And that does go right back to that healthcare issue. So this is Republicans control the White House. They control the U.S. House. And they control the Senate. The Democrats don't have a whole lot of power here, but they have the power to basically say, we're not going to go along with your government funding plan unless you do this one thing that we desperately want the government to do. And that is the crux of the matter. So as a result, they're using what power they have. And also, too, with the knowledge that we were back here a few months ago when there was another shutdown threat and the Democrats basically rolled over and said, okay, we're going to go along with your non-shutdown plan here, Republicans. And they took a lot of heat internally for it. So this is both something that they see as a benefit to the country, the Democrats that is, but also to something that is a big deal internally for them and for their constituencies. Because, hey, let's remember, elections for the 2026 midterms and control of the Congress. Well, that's going to be coming up in about a year, and they very much squarely have that in mind.
Dave, if there is a shutdown, what should we expect in terms of services? I know Social Security checks will continue.
Yeah, and that's a great point, question we're getting all the time. And it really depends on what service you're looking for. There are going to be a lot of aspects of government that will be, at least for the first few days, maybe even the first few weeks, unaffected. You mentioned Social Security checks. Other types of government checks, they are likely going to continue to go on for at least the little while yet, but the longer we get into a shutdown, the more services could go away. You're talking about hundreds of thousands of government workers just simply not doing their jobs. So if you, for example, want to get a customer service representative on the phone for pick your favorite government agency, you may not be able to do that. Going to national parks may not be a thing that you can do. So if you have some trip plan, vacation plan, you may be out of luck. There may be other types of services too that, again, the longer this goes, the less money that government agencies are going to be able to find under their contingency plan couch cushions, and people are going to be definitely out of luck. Veterans are going to continue to get services at the VA, but there could be other benefits that go away too the longer you go into October. So you could, you know, spend a whole show talking about what's going to stay and go away and on what schedule, but we know from past shutdowns that it's not good. And we had a shutdown back several years ago that went 35 days, and a whole lot of people were really out of luck in terms of getting services from the government that they wanted and needed because there was no government there to provide the service.
Who is going to feel the heat first, Republicans or Democrats, if this shutdown does happen?
Brian, you can expect that is going to be the game and the question that both sides are going to attempt to answer for their own purposes immediately. I didn't think it's too early to predict exactly who's going to be hurt by it more than the other, but we already saw basically Donald Trump's first salvo here. He put up a video, an AI-generated video on Truth Social, his social media platform, with Chuck Schumer saying things that Chuck Schumer never said, but that the AI-generated version of Chuck Schumer did say, and Hakeem Jeffries, the minority leader, dressed in a Mexican hat with a mustache. So I think that can be kind of the standard we can expect going forward for the debate and the dialogue between the two parties. They're going to be at each other's throats, attempting on the political question of this all to hurt and harm each other and try to have the other side own it and not their own side, even though it takes two to tango here, of course.
Well, we'll see what happens. Dave, thank you for helping us understand what's going on today.
My pleasure, Susan. Thank you.
Dave Leventhal, joining us this morning, our Washington insider from D.C.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.